David's Daily Digital Dollop, dollop 166. Another dog wants to get on the dollop. I know a lot of people listen to the dollops when they're... Hey, bloody hell. You had your fun yesterday. You think, I did such a good job yesterday on the dollop. But I think I could have an even better role this time. Come on, David, let's integrate me into today's dollop. I'm not going to. As I say, we're always moving. We're always progressing, always evolving on the dollops. I know a lot of people listen to these dollops when they're in bed, maybe just before they fall asleep. I wonder if sometimes people fall asleep before they get to the end of the dollop, or maybe they're catching up with a number of dollops. So maybe they've got like 10 to catch up on or something, and they manage to listen to the first 6, but then they fall asleep. Because this happens with me often on podcasts. I'm listening to something, then I'll fall asleep, and then I'll be startled out of my sleep because maybe there's a loud sound or something happens. And I'm thinking maybe, for example, yesterday, someone might have been listening to yesterday's dollop and fell asleep. How could you fall asleep with the gripping drama of yesterday? My goodness. But someone fell asleep and then maybe woke up to hear the sounds of me running for my life away from a savage dog. There's another dog. What is going on? So someone suddenly just wakes up, startled from their sleep to hear the sounds of the chase. Me running down the street, panting. The sound of a dog barking behind me. The sound of the dramatic music. And they'll be thinking, what the bloody hell's going on here? And it happens to me quite a lot. And we get some people who listen to the Young'uns podcast. I apologise. I know it's very late, but I'm just so busy at the moment. It'll happen at some point. And people do say, yeah, we were listening to something, we fell asleep, then we woke up and we were startled. Imagine being woken up by the voice of Michael Hughes. Oh, it's bad enough for me. But I've sort of got used to it. I've desensitised myself. I've taken special tablets. But for people who aren't used to it, the sound of Michael's voice startling you out of your sleep. Oh, yesterday, I was listening to a podcast. In fact, if you are missing the Young'uns podcast, and you want another folk podcast from a folky, you could always check out Jim Murray's podcast. He started a podcast recently called Low Culture. I think the most recent one, he's got Nancy Kerr on it. He's had John Borden on it from Bellahead. He's already had all the stars on, apart from the Young'uns, obviously. But he probably thinks, oh, I'd best keep this quiet, this podcast, because it's just ripping off David Eagle. You know, I don't want any lawsuits. I know he's quite hot on the old suing at the moment. He's got the bit between his teeth, so I best keep it quiet from David. I won't invite him on the podcast. He's had some very interesting people on in the folk world, and the most recent one is the music journalist Tim Chipping, who's worked for Channel 4 Music. He's presented for Channel 4 Music. He's written for Smash Hits. Writes for F-Roots magazine, or Fruits magazine if you prefer, the folk publication. Excellent writer. I won't tell you any more about him, because you can listen to the podcast if you're interested, but a fascinating interview. Despite its fascinating nature, I still managed to fall asleep while it was on. I was really tired, so I fell asleep. And the next thing I know, I'm woken up, and I thought, did someone say my name? Like, my brain went, what? And I sort of woke up as if someone had called me. And I realised I had my headphones on, and then I remembered I was listening to the podcast. And I thought, what? What woke me up? So I rewound it back, and what I heard was rather unexpected, and seemingly as well completely random. One minute they're talking about when he used to work on Channel 4 Music, and there's a bit in the interview where he pauses and goes, oh, I'm just going to go and get a beer. And then this happens.
But you, so you've started.
I'm going to have
this.
Another beer before we
okay. Do. Cool. We'll pause the recording for a sec.
You don't need
too
much.
No. Well, what I mean is, I'll edit this out.
Okay.
Well, maybe I won't. Maybe maybe we'll just have this left in.
David Eagle here, having a beer.
Right. What are we talking about?
How do you end up writing for F-Roots?
And it goes back to the interview. And I was listening, and again, I've just woken up, I'm feeling a bit groggy, and at first I thought, all right, this is clearly a dream. Because this is the kind of thing that happens in a dream. You get a bit confused, weird things start happening. Like, why would someone randomly just start doing an impression of me, seemingly out of nowhere on a podcast? I know Jim, and I know Tim. I don't know them massively well, just because our paths haven't crossed too many times, but I know them enough to talk to, and I would say a loose friend, I would describe them as, by which I mean I don't know them massively well, but I suppose I would consider them a friend. That's what I mean by loose friend. I'm not suggesting that they have loose morals or anything like that. Oh, yeah, they've put it about a bit, let's just say that. Oh, so I rewound it back again, and had another listen, and sure enough, there it was. Well, obviously, as you know, there it was. I mean, presumably, you've worked that out by the fact that I've just played it to you. Imagine if I'd gone, and it was, turns out, it was a dream. But what I thought I'd do to illustrate the weirdness of this dream is I'd then get Jim Murray and Tim Chipping to act out what I thought I heard. I mean, that would be quite impressive. And that would really call your bluff, that, wouldn't it? Oh, we know it's not a dream, David. No, you don't, actually. It was a dream. It's okay, it is there. I don't have a clue why it's there. Why has he moved from talking about Channel 4 Music to, all of a sudden, doing an impression of me? So I listened to the bit of the podcast that I'd missed beforehand, and there was nothing. I wasn't mentioned once. I've absolutely no idea why Tim just randomly starts doing an impression of me. And Jim doesn't go, What? What are you on about? Why have you suddenly just started saying, this is David Eagle, I'm getting a pint of beer?
But you, so you've started
I'm going to have
this...
another beer.
Okay, you. Cool. We'll pause the recording for a sec.
You don't need
so much. No, well, what I mean is I'll edit this out.
Okay.
Well, maybe I won't. Maybe yeah. Maybe we'll just have this left
David
in.
David Eagle here. Having a beer.
Right, what are we talking about?
I can't understand it. Jim didn't question it. It's like, there was no kind of chat afterwards about it. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. They gave it any context. Nothing before, nothing afterwards. It left me feeling very confused. Because it seemingly there was no context, as I say. So unless he just does this all the time, maybe this is a part of Tim's character. I don't know him very well, so I don't know. Jim knows Tim a bit better than me. So maybe he thought, oh, it's just what Tim does. He always pretends to be David Eagle. Now and again, he's got this sort of weird thing where he just pretends, you know, it's best just laughing along and ignoring it, really. Maybe Tim does it all the time. Maybe he always talks like me. Pottering around the house. He's feeling a bit lonely. He's just him in the house. And he says, oh, I'll have a conversation with David Eagle. I'll pretend to be David Eagle again. And I'll have a bit of a conversation. How are you doing, David? Very well. Thank you very much, Tim. Oh, it's good to hear. Would you like a beer? Oh, yes. You know, just have a bit of a conversation. I'm not sure on the voice either. What voice has he given me? That really kind of... gruff. I wonder how many other people do an impression of me. Maybe this is a meme. Maybe I'm not aware of some weird meme that's going around. Maybe everyone's doing impressions of me. So that's the thing, David. What do you mean? Have you not noticed? Obviously, I suppose the reason you don't know about this is because no one does it to your face. It's a bit weird doing an impression of you to your face. But yeah, everyone's doing it all the time. There's like YouTube channels set up. There's apps on, that you can download on your phone where you just talk into it normally and it David Eagleizes it. It changes your voice, makes it a little bit gruffer. All the kids are doing it at school. I mean, maybe I should listen to the other podcasts. Maybe all of the guests do an impression of me. Maybe that's the thing that Jim does. He gets them to do impressions of me. But it just seems a bit weird. I mean, fair enough if they've been talking about it, but the fact that they hadn't just makes it so random to me. There is a bit before it where he says, oh, I'll edit this bit out or something. And then he does the impression. So maybe Jim did pause the recording and edit it. Maybe Tim went on for half an hour before that and did a full conversation. Maybe the reason I haven't been on the podcast is because Tim's done it. Just it'll be cheaper rather than getting David down. What's the it's a bit busy at the moment anyway. He can't even do his own podcast. You know, he's doing a dollop every single day. You just be David Eagle, Tim. Yeah, maybe what happened was Jim has accidentally edited in the wrong podcast at that point, and maybe he didn't realise and he left it in. So that's why it says it's David Eagle having a beer. So maybe I'm going to be on the next podcast. Anyway, it's called the Low Culture Podcast. That was, I think, episode 4 with Tim Chipping, the excellent music journalist, oddball impressionist. Who just does impressions of, well, me at the moment. I don't know if he does impressions of anybody else. Nancy Kerr's on the most recent one. Maybe she does an impression of me as well. I'll be back tomorrow.